Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is James Glory Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England with this morning's glory. A short one. I'm just on my way to worship the living God. On my way to church, I'm just passing a little stream that's turned into a torrential river overnight, which is quite astounding. And it's a metaphor for how I feel, that I'm a trickling river, but when I get into church, I'm a flowing torrent of goodness and love and the Lord's grace. Because I'll tell you, it's all about God's grace today, guys. Because for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yesterday, I was across this little bridge here. It's a bit slippy, hallelujah. Hope I don't fall in, not in my Sunday best. I'm not a very good swimmer anyway, but tell you something, there's nothing like being flooded by the Spirit of God all over you. Do you know, I've had a lot of difficulty at my house. I let some people stay there, and, you know, they'd come out of prison, and last night, you know, I was threatened. The music was thumpy-thump all night. I could smell the marijuana and all these things, but hey, I'm tired, but I'm going to be infused with that liberating power of God, and the Lord's, you know, I looked at the scripture and the Lord said, don't worry, you know, don't worry, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, you know. And for the first time, because I used to be an aggressive man, it's, you know, and an addict myself a few years ago, I know where these guys are at, you know, and I felt really intimidated and frightened. I was actually cold with fear and shaking in my bed, even though the heating was on. But I'll tell you something, I'm here, I'm alive, and I'm going to worship God, for it's by grace. What I did is I prayed, I said, Lord, I understand where these guys are at. I pray that you don't hold this sin against them, you know, laughing at me because I go to church and stuff, and taking all my food. And I pray you don't hold this against them, Father. I pray that you just place angels around my room and around my door. And they did. Praise God. They forgot about me, you know, and the music was thumping and they were passing, and I actually slept for a couple of hours, which was astounding. Then this morning, I got up to get ready, and do you know, it's all gone. I don't hold nothing against them. And this is it. This is the mark of Christ in me, that I can forgive, that I can forget. Because just a couple of years ago, I'd probably say, oh, I'll forget it. But I'd be thinking about it, you know, and thinking of ways to get back at them and or say this. But no, I forgive them. Because I love them, because Christ loved me first. He forgave me a lot more than these guys can do to me. So today, it doesn't matter what you're going through, what troubles you've got, in any way, shape or form, Christ can get you through them. Believe me, threats of violence, theft, anything. Because I'm testament to that this morning, audio boo. Anyway, the rain's coming down again, so I'm going to have to try and do the back alley route to keep myself dry, otherwise I'll be sneezing and coughing in church. You know, I don't want that when the sermon's on. Audio boo, I love you, and may the Lord Jesus bless you, for it is by grace that you're saved. Yes, none of works, nothing you can do, it's just a free gift of God. Hallelujah. God bless.